Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada.
जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परियकजायष्टता सत श्री श्रीमद श्रीलायसी भक्तिवेदन स्वामी प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 9 एंटाइटल्ड प्रह्लाद पैसिफाइज द लॉर्ड विथ प्रेयर्स एंड टुडेस वर्स वुड बी 12 रिपीट आफ्टर मी तस्माद् अहम् विगत विकल्प ईश्वरस्य तस्माद् अहम् विगत विकल्प ईश्वरस्य सर्वात्मना महि गृणामि यथा मनीषम् सर्वात्मना महि गृणामि यथा महीनम् मनीषम् सॉरी नीचो नीचो जया गुणा विसर्गम् अनुप्रविष्टः नीचो जया गुणा विसर्गम् अनु प्रविष्टि है पूये ये नहि पुमान अनुवर्णितेन पूये येतयेन हि पुमाननुवर्णितेन तस्मादहं विगत विक्लव ईश्वरस्य सर्वात्मना महि गृणामि यथा मनीषम् नीचो जया गुण विसर्गम् अनुप्रविष्टः पूयेत येन हि पुमाननुवर्णितेन Yes, please. Word for word meaning and translation. Tasmad, therefore, aham, I, Vigata Viklavaha. Having given up contemplation of being unfit. Ishvarasya. Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sarva Atmana. In full surrender. Mahi. Glory. Grinami. I shall chant or describe. Yatha Manisham. According to my intelligence. Nichaha. Although low-born, my father being a great demon, devoid of all good qualities. Ajaya, because of ignorance. Guna Visargam, the material world, wherein the living entity takes birth according to the contamination of the modes of nature. Anupravishtaha, entered into. Puyeta, may be purified. Yena, by which the glory of the Lord. He, indeed. Puman, a person. Anuvarnitena, being chanted or recited. Translation. Therefore, although I was born in a demoniac family, I may without a doubt offer prayers to the Lord with full endeavor, as far as my intelligence allows. Anyone who has been forced by ignorance to enter the material world may be purified of material life if he offers prayers to the Lord and hears the glories, the Lord's glories. Please repeat after me. Therefore, although I was born in a demoniac family, I may without a doubt offer prayers to the Lord with full endeavor, as far as my intelligence allows. Anyone who has been forced by ignorance to enter the material world may be purified of material life if he offers prayers to the Lord and hears the Lord's glories. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. It is clearly understood that a devotee does not need to be born in a very high family to be rich, to be aristocratic, or to be very beautiful. None of these qualifications will engage one in devotional service. With devotion, one should feel, God is great and I am very small. Therefore, my duty is to offer my prayers to the Lord. Only on this basis can one understand and render service to the Lord. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 18:55, Bhaktya mam abhi janati. Yavan yas chasmi tattvatah tato mam tattvato jnatva visate tad anantaram. One can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as He is only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. Thus, Prahlad Maharaj decided to offer his best prayers to the Lord without consideration of his material position. Om Agyanati Mirnasyani Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Mitamina Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Varijan Prabhu Iti Namine नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनीति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्यता देशतारिणे श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर शिवाशदि गौरभक्तवृंद वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यश्च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. So today we are continuing the chapter 9 where Prahlad Maharaj is offering prayers. He is about to start to offer his prayers. These verses leading up to verse number 12 are the kind of preparation Prahlad Maharaj is doing before he starts offering prayers. From tomorrow you will hear his prayers. So the verses from 8 to 12 you will see how Prahlad Maharaj exhibits his humility, and more accurately to say that his quality got revealed. Not that he is exhibiting, he is showing that he is so humble. Rather than that, his qualities are being revealed. I'll come to that point very soon. So this chapter, Prabhupada liked this chapter so much, and quite often Prabhupada has quoted the verses Prahlad Maharaj has spoken in this chapter. And it is very important chapter to meditate. Many devotees even try to memorize whole chapter, whole section of Prahlad Maharaj's prayers also, and that's like their meditation. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to hear particular two pastimes again and again. Do you know? Anyone knows? Which were the two pastimes? Of course, one of them is Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj. Whom he was listening from? Ramananda Rai? Or one of the Panchatattva? Gadadhar Pandit. So Gadadhar Pandit was very expert in reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, and each verse he would recite in different meters, different ways he would recite. He was so expert in that, and very melodious way he would recite those verses. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would visit him every day, and he would ask to recite Bhagavatam for him, and he would sit and listen. And whenever he would listen these pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj, after he finishes, he would again say, "No, once more, you know, please repeat it again. Repeat it again," like that. And especially when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes into those ecstasies, ecstasy of in deep separation of Krishna, and no one is able to manage his ecstasies. You know, he would exhibit in a way that, you know, it's uncontrollable for any devotees. So to pacify, Gadadhar Pandit would recite these pastimes, and as soon as he listens, you know, he again comes back his consciousness. So these are the glories of this particular chapter that even Mahaprabhu relished so much. So as I said, this verses from 8 to 12 is is showing us how to pray, and later on, after this verse, you will see what to pray. So preparing the mood, Prahlad Maharaj has, is quite significant to understand for us in our devotional service. As a Vaishnava, we should imbibe this quality. Many people, you know, they just keep Srimad Bhagavatam's previous cantos and they jump to 10th canto and they want to relish the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, so to speak. But as a devotee, as a Gaudiya Vaishnava devotee, as Prabhupada's followers, Prabhupada has taught us that it is very important to understand and prepare ourselves, prepare our consciousness before we go to 10th canto and try to understand those pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So here you will see how Prahlad Maharaj understands what mood he has before he goes into higher subject matter in his prayers. So, as I said, Prahlad Maharaj's humility has been revealed. So now, so far what happened? Narasimha Dev appeared and he killed Hiranyakashipu, and he was so angry. Even after Hiranyakashipu was killed, still Narasimha Dev was so angry. Right? And then previous chapter we heard, everyone tried to cool him down, pacify him. And they all started offering their prayers. Start from Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Indradev, the different sages, yakshas, munis, so many devotees, everyone, even Vishnudutas, everyone started offering prayers to pacify him. But still, Lord wasn't pacified. He was still angry. And so much that even Lakshmi Devi, everyone said, you know, Lakshmi Devi, you are always with him. Please, you approach him and pacify him. Please. He is very fearsome right now. We are not able to face him in this appearance. So even Lakshmi Devi said, no, I haven't seen this form before. My Lord, I haven't seen in this form. He is so angry. Sometimes it happens, you know, when, especially if you are from India, you may relate to this. If there is a road fight and you are with your wife and children and you engage into road fight, and you are so angry, you are beating up here and there, and if your wife comes in between, you know, she will also get one, you know. Or your kids come, you push them away. So you are into that consciousness, you know, you are so angry that you don't even see anyone, you know, you just wants to beat someone. So like that, you know, Lakshmi Devi also feared, what if I go and, you know, Lord gets angry on me, you know. So, even Lakshmi Devi didn't approach the Lord, and she also refused. The reason is, Lord wanted to reveal the humility of Prahlad Maharaj, the humbleness, the meek and humble mood of Prahlad Maharaj, the surrendered soul, how surrendered soul he is. He wanted to reveal Prahlad Maharaj's qualities to entire world. That's why he didn't, in one sense, he didn't give up his anger. And then later on, Prahlad Maharaj approaches, and as soon as Prahlad Maharaj bows down to Lord, Lord becomes pacified. So, as I said, it was the cause, it was transcendental arrangement of Narasimhadev that he wanted to reveal the Vaishnava's great qualities, Prahlad Maharaj's great qualities. And Prahlad Maharaj didn't feel tinge of fear, because imagine the scene there was. It wasn't only Hiranyakashipu, but there were so many of his colleagues. His entire army was there, and Narasimhadev killed everyone. So there were so many dead bodies lying around, and Hiranyakashipu was there as well, dead, and blood everywhere, and chopped arms and legs everywhere. And Narasimhadev, what did he do? He just ripped off Hiranyakashipu's belly, and then what did he do? He took out the intestine. And no one was there to garland him, you know. Lord appeared, but no one was there to garland him. Who dared to go near him, you know? So he garlanded himself, you know, like that. So that was the scene. And his nails were full of blood. And because he tore apart that belly, you know, blood gushed out, and his mane was covered with blood. So imagine the scene there. It was so ghastly. So just seeing that, no one would approach the Lord. But Prahlad Maharaj, as soon as he received instruction from Brahmaji, he said, so be it, tathastu, I'll go and do my seva. So he wasn't hesitating. And in our sampradaya, Srila Prabhupada also exhibited such mood. So in the 8th verse, you will see, I'll cover little bit from the whole section from 8 to 12. The 8th verse where Prahlad Maharaj, what did he say? Sri Prahlad Vacha. He says that there are so many great devotees here, right from Brahma, Indra, Shiva, and so many great sages, and you know, so many demigods and devotees are there. They all try to pacify you. They all try to please you, but still they were unsuccessful. They failed. Then who am I? What can I do? I am nothing in front of them. I am such an insignificant person. I am low born. I am from the family of demons. So what kind of consciousness I have? I have no position whatsoever. I am not in mode of goodness like this demigods. And they offer so eloquent prayers, just like river flows. Constantly the water flows, like that they were offering prayers. What qualification I have? I have no qualification. So the 8th verse, Prahlad Maharaj started with saying that. Srila Prabhupada also, when he received this instruction from his spiritual master, that you go abroad and teach the teachings of Bhagavad Gita to everyone, And Prabhupada mentions that, you know, even my own god brothers, they were sannyasis, and Guru Maharaj has sent them to Western countries. And after some time they came back, and there was no tangible result after that. Who am I? I am a grahastha. I have engagement in, you know, earning money and all these things, so many other responsibilities. And Guru Maharaj has told me to go abroad and, you know, preach this Krishna consciousness to everyone. I have no qualification. So Prabhupada also exhibited this mood. So in the practical life, there is something to learn from us also. We may have qualification or may not have any qualification, but when we receive instruction from our devotees, our spiritual master, in this mood, we should take up that service, and you will see it happens. It becomes successful. And another point we learn from that verse, 8th verse, that he didn't hesitate to glorify the demigods. He considered himself lower than all other. In our devotional service, we never should hesitate to glorify devotees. Even if we don't know someone, we try to find out their good qualities by speaking to them and then glorify. I remember once my Guru Maharaj says, even if someone is your enemy, or let's say, you know, in our circle, you know, someone you don't go along very well with, but still you shouldn't develop negativity against that person. You still should go and glorify, you know. At least you can say something like this. Then he said, you know, you go and approach that person and say, Prabhu, you breathe so nicely. You know, so at least give some glorification, you know. So this is the way, the first point we learn from Prahlad Maharaj's mood, that he puts himself under everyone else. I am insignificant. And in comparison to demigods, I am nothing. Moving to next verse, verse number 9, it's about the same point he mentions, that no material qualities can actually satisfy you. Only bhakti can satisfy you. And what are the qualities he mentions? He mentions quite a few qualities there, that if you have wealth, if you have aristocratic family, beauty, austerity, strength, knowledge, so and so forth, mystic yoga, yogic power, all these qualities will not please Lord. Let's say if I am very rich person and, you know, I come to the Lord and, you know, I offer, okay, so much donation, and then I think, you know, Lord will be pleased with me. No, I'm sorry, not necessary. I have so much knowledge, and I come and, you know, I say, you know, I am so and so, I'm big person in education field. I'm great person. You all are very uneducated, you know, what are you? Or someone says, you know, I'm very beautiful. You people look so shabby clothes you have, and, you know, shaved head. But, you know, I'm so beautiful, and I present here in front of Lord myself, you know. No, Lord is not pleased with me. So all these qualities are actually not required. But on other side, in material world, all these qualifications are very much required to get things done. For example, if you want to join army, they will check your physical strength, right? You have to go through training. Before that, they will check so many other things, like how your vision is, what is your height. So all these things they check. And if you fail in that, okay, you are short, or your vision is not 20/20, you know, you are failed. You are disqualified. You cannot. There are jobs like that. Okay, if someone migrates here and if they don't know English and they want particular type of job, no, you need, let's say, salesman job you want, and you can't speak English, then what? The qualification is required. So in material world, to get things done, you have to be qualified. But in spiritual life, it is not like that. To please Lord, to become a good devotee, Lord doesn't see all this external material qualification. Whether you have or doesn't have, doesn't matter. All you need is what? Bhakti. That's what Prahlad Maharaj says. He is mentioning the essence of whole Vedic wisdom. Only bhakti is required. Now if someone says, and then the same verse, in the same verse, Prahlad Maharaj also mentions about Gajendra. So what to speak of human being? Even animals get Lord's mercy because they have bhakti. And he mentions the example of Gajendra. Right? So human beings have qualification, they don't have, maybe they are beautiful, they have knowledge and this and that. But animals, elephant, he was an elephant. What qualification he had? Does he have any wealth? Does it have any strength? He was losing his strength also. He was strong, but he was losing his strength. He didn't have any beauty. So he's just an animal. But still, Lord came and saved him. So much so that Lord was coming on the back of Garuda, that he felt Garuda is moving very slow. So as soon as he came near to Gajendra, he jumped off the Garuda and approached and brought him up. Gajendra was out of the water. And as soon as Lord touched him, Gajendra turns into four-handed form, just like a Vishnu Dut. So someone can say, why did it wasn't there? The dead elephant's body, Gajendra's body wasn't there. Gajendra's body got transformed into four-handed form. Because someone may say, you know, see, Gajendra was his devotee. He died, and then only after that Lord Vishnu came. If dead body was there, someone can say like that, right? Gajendra died and after that Lord came. Lord didn't come on time. So that's why Lord immediately, when he touched, dead body wasn't there, elephant's body wasn't there, but he transformed into spiritual body. So Prahlad Maharaj mentions this point, that what to speak of human being, but even elephant, even an animal can get Lord's mercy, provided they have bhakti. So bhakti is the only qualification required. And the next verse, before we go to next verse, another point I have written here. So we have heard so many times, Rakhe Krishna, Mare Ke, Mare Krishna, Rakhe Ke. Means when Lord wants to protect someone, who can kill that person? And if someone wants to kill that person, if Lord wants to finish that person off, who can save that person? Right? I heard one incident Radha Govind Maharaj mentioned in this relation. Once one brahmachari got some poison. I don't know how, he didn't mention, but maybe through food or something might have bitten. So he was in very serious condition. And devotees took him to hospital, and Maharaj also went there. And the doctor treated him, and he got better, and he was out of danger. So still in the hospital, and doctor came and started speaking to Radha Govind Maharaj. So this doctor was a little bit arrogant, by the way. So he saw Maharaj, and he understood, oh, these are, you know, devotees, you know, these are sadhus. So in his arrogance, he said, you know, see, even you people come to us to save yourself. So Maharaj said, no, we didn't come to you, we came to Krishna, he said. No, I have saved him. You brought him here. Then why did you come here then, you know? If you think you came to Krishna, you should have gone to temple, you know, not here. No, Krishna inspired us to come here. That's why we came here, you know. We still came to Krishna, you know, not to you. So he said, but I have given him medicine, I have treated him, and that's why he is better. No, you haven't treated him. Radha Govind Maharaj mentions. It's not you. It's Krishna who saved him. Come on, you know. Don't say like this, you know. This is the medicine I have given, and we made him vomit and this and that, and that's why he got saved. So then Radha Govind Maharaj mentions, okay, so you think the medicine you gave, that's why he is saved, right? Okay. In your hospital, anyone died during your treatment? He said, yes. What medicine did you give him to kill him? No, we don't give any medicine to kill. We try to save, but he died. The people die, you know. It's their karma. It's time to leave the body, you know. Doctor said, yes, there is not time for him to leave his body. That's why he is alive, you know. So then he mentions that actually Krishna makes the medicine potent to make it work for the patient. And for other person, same disease, same problem, if you give same medicine, the same medicine won't work. But for some other person, it will work. So it is Krishna who actually makes it happen. Rakhe Krishna, Mare Ke, Mare Krishna, Rakhe Ke. And then Maharaj further explained, even, you know, you say you are doctor, but we know, you know, Mame Vamsa Jiva Loke Jiva Punata Sanatana. You are also part and parcel of Lord Krishna. So we have come to Krishna, not you. Not doctor, but part and parcel of Lord Krishna. And who has given you intelligence? Who has given you understanding? Who has given you the qualification to become doctor? Everything comes from you. This medicine also, it's not that, you know, you popped out from your belly and then gave to my brahmachari. Medicine also comes from nature. And the intelligence you people have, you combine and then, you know, make that medicine. So even that intelligence is given by Krishna. So it's not that it's very arrogant to think that we have done it. It's everything done by Lord Krishna. So like that, we understand this great quality. And in the 10th verse, Prahlad Maharaj mentions that even he elaborates this point, that even someone has a Brahmana has those 12 qualities, even those Brahmana has those 12 qualities, but if they are devoid of devotional service, then they are doomed. End of the day, they have to take birth again and go for same thing in next life. But on the other side, even a chandal, even a dog eater. Now, who is dog eater? He is lowest among mankind. Still, he is considered human being. People who eat cow's flesh, they are not human being. But if someone is eating dog's flesh, still he is considered human being. So even such a lowest creature amongst human being, he has no good qualities that the Brahmana possesses. But if he is a devotee of the Lord, his life is successful. That's what Prahlad Maharaj said in 10th chapter. 10th verse. So someone can say that you are saying bhakti is the only means to please the Lord. Isn't that Lord is a self-centered personality, that he likes to be glorified? And that is natural. In this world, everyone likes to be self-centered, right? Everyone wants that everyone gives attention to me, everyone praises me, everyone glorifies me. Isn't it? This is the nature of world. So isn't that Lord is also saying same thing? Surrender unto me, do bhakti unto me, serve me. So many statements you will hear like that. So some foolish person can say like that, that Lord is like that. He derives pleasure by receiving glories from his devotees. Such a person he is. This is not good quality, you know. He is forcing others to glorify himself. No. So to clarify that, Prahlad Maharaj mentions in the 11th verse, just we read that on Friday. Anyone remembers? What happens if a devotee glorifies the Lord? What happens?
And
Lord is pleased. Exactly, that was the point. So, it's not for the Lord's benefit that we go and approach and, you know, glorify the Lord. It's not for His pleasure, it's not for His benefit or for His gain. Lord is Atmaram, He is self-satisfied. That was the 11th verse we heard. He doesn't need anything. He doesn't need our glorification, actually speaking. He doesn't need anything from anyone. He has everything and he is self-satisfied. He doesn't need anything. Everything he has. But still, he says that you should surrender to me, you should offer prayers to me, you should worship me, you should glorify me. Why? For our benefit. While doing that, it is not that Lord benefits, but the person who glorifies the Lord, he benefits. That is the point. An example was given of a face in the mirror. Yes, we decorate ourselves. And when you see your reflection in the mirror, you will see the reflection is also decorated. So Prahlad Maharaj gives that example. And so when we glorify the Lord, we automatically become happy. We become purified. Just like that reflection becomes beautiful. So it is for our benefit that we offer prayers to the Lord. And coming to today's verse, Prahlad Maharaj says that I have no qualities, I am born in demoniac family, but still I will endeavor to glorify you. I have no knowledge, still I will endeavor to glorify you. Why? For my purification. Now don't think that Prahlad Maharaj needs purification. He is Maharaj. He is Prahlad Maharaj, he is Mahajan. He doesn't need anything. He is already pure. But to stress the point that by glorifying the Lord, one gets purified. Even pure devotees feel further purified. So that is the glory of offering prayers to the Lord. So without hesitation, one should offer prayers to the Lord. That was the point. We didn't like, I don't know how, when did I very seriously offer prayers? We come here and do Dandavat Pranam and, you know, stand here for a few minutes. But such a deep prayers, what we are about to read in further verses, I don't remember I have ever remembered and, you know, recited in front of Lord, or even glimpse of those prayers, you know, recited in front of Lord. So we should take out time. And as I said, you know, many devotees even try to remember these verses and imbibe Prahlad Maharaj's mood, and they will see the difference. Today when I was worshipping Shaligram, I felt same kind of thing. You know, I have no qualification to sit here and, you know, do this service, right? But still Lord is so merciful that He has given us opportunity to touch Him, bathe Him, do Sringar to Him and offer such a prayer. No qualification. What qualification I have? But still Lord is so kind and merciful. And after that service, you know, you feel you are just coming out of the trance. Those couple of hours, so absorbing and so purifying. So, does Lord need me to do this service? No, He has mercifully engaged me to do that service. And who gets benefit? I get benefit. It's not that Lord will remain unclean, or he's never unclean, by the way. You know, He's always beautiful. He doesn't need our service. But still He engages us for our purification. So this is required to develop in our bhakti, this mood. Real humility is not that I am so insignificant, I have no qualification, I am such a bad person, I don't know this, I don't have any knowledge. No, you are in this kind of statements, you are thinking about yourself. Who is in the center? I. Rather, you know, real humility is, okay, I know all these things I have, but okay, I have been told to go out and distribute book, I'll go and do it. I know I don't have any ability, I don't have any skills, but still I'll do it. I'll go and do it. So it's not about ability, but it is about availability. You make yourself available and then Lord will make you able. That is the point. So when you, and it applies to anything, you know, Prabhu, I can't do this seva, it is so difficult, I don't have understanding how to do it. No, you just jump into it because it's been given to you. You will be empowered. Just like Prabhupada in his prayers, those Jalduta prayers are so beautiful, so amazing prayers actually. You can meditate each verses Prabhupada has composed, and he mentions that I have no qualification whatsoever, but you have sent me here in this Western countries. There must be purpose behind it. I don't know how am I going to talk to them and, you know, convince them to take up message of Bhagavad Gita. But still, I have firm faith in Holy Name and my order, the order I received from my spiritual master, I'll do it. You make me dance. You make me dance as you like. I am puppet in your hand. So in that mood, Prabhupada goes and we see the result after some time, right? So Krishna empowers. So Prahlad Maharaj is in that mood, and other way, Prabhupada is showing a mood of Prahlad Maharaj, but Prahlad Maharaj mentions that mood here in this verse, that I am nothing, but still I am so fortunate that I am here to glorify you, to worship you. As soon as Lord touched him, same thing happened with Dhruva Maharaj, right? So Dhruva Maharaj, when he got darshan of Lord Narayan, he wanted to glorify, he wanted to speak, but he was in that ecstasy that, you know, couldn't say anything. And Lord touched his conch shell on his cheek. And as soon as he got that transcendental touch, he started, you know, speaking eloquent prayers to Lord Narayan. So same thing happened. As soon as Lord touched Prahlad Maharaj on his forehead, Prahlad Maharaj started speaking. And he says, I don't have qualification whatsoever. Let's read this verse and we'll conclude. Therefore, although I was born in a demoniac family, I may without a doubt offer prayers to the Lord with full endeavor. As far as my intelligence allows, anyone who has been forced by ignorance to enter into the material world may be purified of material life if he offers prayers to the Lord and hears the Lord's glories. This is very apt verse for me also. I don't have any qualification to sit here and give class on this exalted verses spoken by Prahlad Maharaj. But I made my humble endeavor for my own purification and to please all the assembled Vaishnavas and our lordships. Hare Krishna. Please, if anyone has any question, you can say so. I'll try my best to answer. No? Oh, Hare Krishna. Yes. Yes. So the humility, the humbleness, I would say, is not thinking about ourselves. I am such and such, I am so and so. And devotees tend to go in that kind of area, as I mentioned, you know, I'm so sinful. I have done so many sinful activities in the past. I have no proper understanding of Shastra, so I cannot preach, I cannot go and distribute book, or I cannot give class. So like that, you know, maybe I have this kind of negative thing, so let's sit back. I don't want to give myself to various services that our ISKCON society, our temple offers. What will happen? You will just sit back there. Nothing will happen, right? But as soon as on other side, you know, you give up that kind of self-centeredness, thinking always about yourself, and you just engage in various services, what will happen on other side? One will become purified. If you don't have knowledge, one will get knowledge. If you don't have ability, one will become very expert. Lord empowers. So real humility is that we think less about ourselves and we think more about devotees. We think more about seva. We think more about our lordship. That is humility. That is humbleness.
And Prabhupada also said that you can't be humble all the time. When you spread Krishna consciousness, you come against atheists and they try for them, you know, Krishna consciousness. You must stand and argue with them.
Yes. So that is also humbleness. Like Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj mentions, he is known as Simha Guru, right? So he would chastise so many rascals, right? So was he not humble in doing so? Right? So that is also humbleness. Anyone wants to share something on that? Gopalendra Prabhu? You had a question, Prabhu? Oh, yes. You always have one question.
Just took his time and found his heavy day, like, so how do we understand this?
Ashwatthama point, what was the last sentence? So comparing these two things, Hiranyakashipu got killed, whereas Aswatthama wasn't killed. Why was that, right? So Lord acted differently to different people. That was Draupadi's change of mind happened at that point of time. So Lord was also in favor of giving apt punishment to Aswatthama. But that was Draupadi who later on said, "No, please forgive him. Please spare him. He is after all son of a Brahmana." And we know Lord listens to his devotees very much. Whatever his devotees desires, Lord is, okay, be it. He is not that, what I want, that has to be happened. Not like that. So that's the reason. Right? Is it okay? Hare Krishna. Yes. Good point. You want to say answer? Manmohan, you.
Sometimes the category of devotees are mostly the sadhaka madhyama has to distinguish and give. So then there are elevated platforms where they think, okay, what do you want to give? One is that because I am taking, don't disturb my. Sometimes when the Uttama platform or Mahatma, they think everyone is here than me. I am here to do my sadhana. So, time based circumstances, we would be able to see how mostly for a sadhaka we have to discriminate.
Yes. As per time, place and circumstances, the different devotees have different services to render. Am I right? That's the kind of conclusion Prabhu gave. And they respond accordingly. But still they are also humble. They didn't argue because they want to continue. They didn't want any disturbance in their services. So they thought in a way that arguing in this person, with this person, it's about, I won and you lost, like that, So rather than, I, towards that kind of consciousness, Krishna should be in the center. So that is humility. So they also exhibited humility in that way, that they remained Krishna conscious and they avoided this kind of argument. And on other side, like Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, and even Prabhupada, Prabhupada even, he would even ignite the challenge, If no one is challenging, ask questions, then he would defeat them. So his mood is also like that, and that is also humility. He is thinking about Krishna in doing that. So both way it is humble. So as per time, place and circumstances, and devotees' service, the service they are rendering. But the point is, they always remain in that consciousness, Krishna consciousness. They think about Krishna. They keep Krishna in center. Okay. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam Puran ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.